What is it like being a part of a series that has such a cult following and a huge, huge fan base?
As a kid, I used to be a big horror fan, and you know, I wasn't privy to being able to, sort of meet the fans. And I think that what's wonderful about the generation that we're in now is that, you know, there's such an, it's almost so interactive, you know, it's an honor to be part of a franchise that's been around for more than 30 years. And the reason is because I will forever be a part of that. And it's a random and odd thing, but I am terrified of death. It's the biggest thing I'm afraid of. It's not that I'm afraid of how I'm going to die. I just don't want to die. And in a lot of ways, I'm on a show where I'm trying to, you know, outrun death every day, but I will live forever as a hero, in a sense. In a time, you know, Pablo is a dreamer and an idealistic, naive man who has become the hero that he never thought he could be on this show. And we really get to see the evolution of Pablo at its best in season 3. So for me, I started out being a kid wanting to be in TV and to be in horror, and now I get to be a hero to be a hero on the franchise and to everybody who gets to watch the franchise. And at the same time, I get to experience it through fans by going to Comic-Cons and traveling around the world to meet fans. And such a beautiful and great thing that keeps you humble, because you understand there's something about that magic, that mystique that people still have when they meet you. They see a glow, and it's so interesting when you're on the other side just to see that spark in their eyes and how happy they become from watching you.
It's pretty awesome. Would you say that, is there any part of yourself that's actually a part of the character? Like, any part of yourself that actually translates into the character that you play?
Yeah, absolutely. I think definitely, Pablo always has the ability to, like, look beyond people's flaws, and he believes that everyone can be a hero, and I think I've always had that. I think both of us, Pablo and I, have felt like we've been underestimated by the world, and we both wanted to be heroes in some way or another, you know. And Pablo, it's helping save the world from evil, and Hooray, it's, you know, being a hero to the generations of kids that come after me, and having some sort of visibility for people of my descent on television. You know, television is identity building, and if you don't see people that look like you when you're watching television or whatever it is, whether it's TV, magazines, you know, you feel sort of left out. And I think that both Pablo and Ray maybe have felt like that in their lives, but in the show and in my life, I feel like we've made a change for the better.
How do you think your character has grown since the first season coming into the third season?
I think Pablo is definitely going to be a little bit more, he's not so naive, he's not as trusting of other people. And he's definitely figured out who he is and understanding what his purpose is in this world and in this team. He's stopped running from who he's meant to be because he truly understands it. And I think in life, when you stop trying to escape who you're meant to be and you just are you, that's when everything falls into place. He's become a stronger man. He's not so much of a follower anymore, and he's leading his own path as we see this season. Yeah, he's accepted who he is, and now he's sort of trying to hone in on what that means and control it. This season, we'll get to see him sort of take control of the lineage that he's been passed on from his family of Brujos, and we're gonna get to see him sort of teeter on this scale of good and evil. You know, he's he's been through so much. He's died. He's been cut in half. He lost his face. He has an undeniable relationship with the Necronomicon, and we'll get to see him explore what happens when he is in control of what's happened to him by having, you know, the Necronomicon be a part of him forever, and what happens when he's not in control. It's like, you know, we've always looked at him as this, like, young, innocent guy, and I think this season, Evil sees him very differently, and he sees Evil very differently, and after this season airs, I think everyone's going to be really surprised and shocked with what we've done with the character of Pablo.
Can you actually further elaborate a little bit about what the fans could expect within the new season, without spoiling anything, of course? Is there anything that you think they'll be very surprised about?
I think we're gonna. I think I sort of did. I mean, I think we, like I said, this season we definitely explore, you know, what it means to sort of be, to have the good and evil live within you. I think we all have good and evil within us, and we always choose to go to the good, but some of us choose to go to the bad, and some of us have that constant struggle every day, and I think that we'll get to see that. Especially for Pablo this season, but I think also too, there's been kernels sort of sprinkled throughout the show of, you know, what would happen if any of these characters decided to turn their back on their teammates and go evil. We might get to see that with a lot of people this season, and I think fans are going to be very surprised and shocked with where we take it. There's definitely a big finale moment where every single person that's on the show did not have to act. We were all so emotionally invested in what was happening that the entire camera crew was, like, bawling when we finished shooting the last episode of this season, just because of the way that we ended it. So it's got a really big wow season finale.
Like, it sounds like it's something to really, really look forward to. Since it seems to be, you know, that big of a shocker.
I think for Pablo this season, you should expect the good, bad, and the ugly.
Mm. Okay, okay.
So I'll tease a little bit. I'll say there were some, I always like to, like, do a little homage to certain people that I like or whatever, and I would probably say Kruger, Thriller, the Grinch.
I like how you threw the Grinch in there last. I like how you threw the Grinch in there last, though. So, to touch on, you talked about the fan interaction and, you know, being on that side of the field instead of, you know, the fan side for once. What else could you say has to be, like, one of the most enjoyable parts of making a show of this sort? Or being a part of a franchise of this sort, rather.
Well, I would say that, you know, there's, like, the thought of positive, you know, the theory of positive thinking, and, and like a couple years ago, I put it out there. I was like, I want to be on a show where, like, I get to do action, where I get to do, like, cool, like, stunts, and I get to travel the world, and I don't want to be a drug dealer. I want to be, like, a lead of a show where I'm, like, a hero. And I just never thought that was going to happen. And so for me to, like, have thought that, and for me to, like, spend 3 years in New Zealand traveling the world, I think for me, the biggest thing is that, you know, like, my dreams have come true, and it's just like, when I was a kid and I did Fockers, I thought that, like, I was, like, the door was open and then I was in. But really, it was just like the door was, like, ajar, and, like, my toes were, like, in the room. And I think with Ash, I can fully stand in the room and now walk into the room and see what that room has to offer. So that's been one of the greatest things. So I would say it's the traveling, it's the fans, it's the makeup, it's the relationships I've made with the crew. You know, when you're away from your family and friends for 5 months at a time, in a different country, you grow tight with your crew and friends, or you're really lonely. And luckily, I've gained a whole new family with Bruce Campbell, Lucy Lawless, Rob Tapper, Ted Raimi. The Raimis have been amazing. Dana and I are like brothers and sisters. So, you know, for me, it's just been a whole all-encompassing experience. And the things that I've been able to learn from Bruce such a pro to be able to work with Bruce and Lucy, with these icons, these pop cultural, horror icons. It feels good. It feels good to maybe be one in the future, you know? So that's what it's been for me.
It's an excellent answer. Any thoughts you would like to share about the new season, or anything you would like to add, anything you'd like to say to fans, anything of that sort?
I would say thank you for being so loyal and for watching the show, and if they want a season 4, I would encourage them to, subscribe to Stars and to just keep going on socials and saying that they want it, because we need to put the word out there to other people about the show, because there's so much content out there that a lot of people just, don't know what to watch anymore. They don't know where to watch it, or they're illegally downloading it. And, for a long time, I was, all good with that. I was like, yeah, let them illegally download it. I just want them to see the show. But then I realized, oh, it doesn't really work that way. There's a formula to it all. But I would just say to tell the fans that this season is going to be the dopest of all, but we've got a lot more. The way that the show ends this season, there could be such an amazing season 4. I just encourage fans to tune in so that maybe they get the chance to see that. And thank them so much for being super